The bill prevents the firing and may even force the hiring of healthcare professionals who claim a right not to do certain work based on their conscience. They could refuse to refer a patient to another medical professional, avoid embryonic stem cell procedures, or ignore a patient's expressed but unwritten wishes to have a feeding tube removed. Critics say the bill should at least force healthcare workers to reveal what procedures they won't do so patients and prospective employers know. However, that's not among the changes in Republican Representative Jean Huntermark's bill.
We clarified in this bill that no healthcare provider can withhold a patient healthcare record. A patient or their representative will receive their healthcare records upon request.
Doctors who work with the state health department say the bill could possibly violate federal rules setting standards for care. Dr. Murray Ketcher further adds it will put stress on families of sick or dying patients who may have to find a willing health care professional at the last minute.
There may be no one within 30 miles that could do it in an emergency situation.
Social workers like Mark Herstedt also weighed in on the bill, even though the legislation does not mention that profession.
We are opposed to this bill because we don't want it to set a precedent for other professions, and social work is a healthcare profession.
Nursing student Megan Philbrandt says the UW-Madison teaches healthcare professionals they have a duty to patients. But she told legislators at a public hearing she also has an obligation to herself and her moral beliefs.
I want to be able to look at myself in the mirror and be proud that I am indeed a nurse.
The bill has passed the Assembly. If the Senate approves it, Governor Jim Doyle has said he intends to veto it. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.